Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Devaluation by Adam Baratta is a 2020 finance and macroeconomics book that argues the global monetary system is under severe strain from excessive debt, central bank intervention, and long-term currency weakening. Framed as both a warning and a preparation guide, it presents the Federal Reserve and related institutions as central actors in a system that has inflated asset prices, distorted interest rates, and increased inequality. The book is not a neutral history of monetary policy. It is a strongly argued thesis about where current policy may lead if debt continues to expand faster than growth. Baratta uses historical comparison, especially the era surrounding the gold standard and the Great Depression, to support his view that major crises often force responses that once seemed extreme. Its purpose is to help readers understand the risks he sees in fiat currency systems and to encourage practical preparation through a shift toward tangible assets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Baratta connects debt expansion to an unstable monetary system. A central claim in the book is that modern finance rests on a base of debt that cannot be indefinitely sustained. Baratta argues that governments, households, and institutions have become dependent on borrowing, while central banks have kept the system moving through intervention rather than genuine balance. In his view, this creates a structure in which asset prices rise without matching underlying strength, leaving the economy vulnerable when confidence weakens. The importance of this argument is that it reframes debt not as a temporary policy issue, but as the core mechanism driving the monetary reset he expects. He treats rising obligations, persistent deficits, and artificially low rates as linked symptoms of the same problem, rather than presenting debt as a tool that can be managed through normal cycles alone. He describes it as evidence that the system has moved beyond repair and into a phase where devaluation becomes more likely than repayment. Secondly, the Federal Reserve as the book's main institutional target. Baratta places the Federal Reserve at the center of his analysis because he sees it as the institution most responsible for the modern monetary order. The book explains the Fed through its origins, secrecy, and long-term influence on the dollar, arguing that its actions have helped produce inflated financial markets and a widening wealth gap. This is not simply a critique of one central bank decision. It is a broader indictment of how monetary management can shape economic outcomes for decades. By focusing on the Fed, Baratta gives the reader a concrete institution to analyze rather than treating the crisis as an abstract force. He presents central bank policy as powerful enough to suppress normal market signals, especially interest rates and gold pricing, while also making the eventual correction more severe. The result is a book that sees the Fed not as a neutral stabilizer, but as a primary agent in the cycle of manipulation and devaluation. Thirdly, why the book returns to gold and the end of hard money discipline. Gold is one of the book's most important reference points because it represents the monetary restraint Baratta believes has been lost. He argues that moving off the gold standard allowed currencies, especially the US dollar, to weaken over time because there was no longer a fixed external discipline limiting expansion. In this framework, gold is not merely an investment asset. It is a symbol of monetary credibility and a benchmark against which paper currency has deteriorated. Baratta uses this historical perspective to support his prediction that currency devaluation is the likely answer to unsustainable debt burdens. He recommends shifting attention away from overvalued financial assets and toward tangible stores of value, including precious metals, because those assets are more likely to preserve purchasing power if monetary confidence erodes. This topic matters because it translates a macroeconomic theory into an investment stance, showing how the book connects system-level critique with practical asset positioning. Fourthly, historical comparison as a warning tool rather than a neutral history lesson. The book repeatedly draws parallels between the present environment and the years leading up to the Great Depression. Baratta uses history to argue that what seems unconventional in stable periods can become politically and financially necessary during crisis. This method gives the book its explanatory structure. Current policies are not isolated developments, but recurring responses to stress, debt, and collapsing confidence. By comparing modern monetary conditions with earlier breakdowns, he suggests that devaluation, emergency spending, and aggressive intervention are not anomalies but familiar crisis responses. The historical approach also serves a persuasive function because it encourages readers to see current instability as the early stage of a larger transition rather than as temporary volatility. Unlike a technical economics text, the book uses history to create pattern recognition. Its argument is that past monetary systems reveal a logic that may repeat when debt and policy limits collide, making historical memory an essential part of preparation. Lastly, preparation, asset protection, and the promise of profiting from a reset, Baratta does not write only as a critic of the system. He also frames the expected monetary reset as an opportunity for those who prepare early. The book advises readers to think in terms of preservation first, then positioning. That means reducing exposure to assets that may be vulnerable to inflation or financial repression, while increasing holdings that can better survive a devalued currency. Environment. The practical message is not day trading or short-term speculation, but capital protection through awareness of systemic risk. This makes the book unusual within its category because it combines macro warning, historical interpretation, and an investor response plan. Even if readers do not fully accept his most severe predictions, the framework pushes them to examine how debt, inflation, and monetary policy affect real wealth. The emphasis on preparation gives the book a concrete purpose. It is designed to help readers think ahead to a period when conventional assumptions about money, savings, and returns may no longer hold. In conclusion, The Great Devaluation will be most useful for readers who want a strongly argued critique of modern central banking, fiat currency expansion, and the long-term consequences of debt accumulation. It is especially relevant for investors, business readers, and financially cautious general readers who want to understand why rising asset prices and easy money can coexist with weak underlying stability. The book's value lies less in technical neutrality than in the force of its thesis. It treats monetary policy as a system with structural limits and asks readers to prepare for what happens when those limits are reached. Compared with many books in the finance category, it stands out for combining historical comparison, Federal Reserve criticism, and a tangible asset-oriented response. It is also more interpretive than a standard investment manual, making it useful for readers who want a broader macroeconomic lens rather than stock-picking advice. Even readers who disagree with its conclusions may find it intellectually useful as a case study in how debt, inflation, and monetary confidence interact. Its distinctiveness comes from presenting devaluation not as a remote risk, but as the central organizing idea of the modern economic moment. If you would like to support Adam Baratta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.